Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of NeuroPly Industries Limited and SKP Securities to this financial results webinar. We have with us Mr. Akhilesh Shetlagia, MD and CEO, and Mr. Pawan Kumar Varma, CFO. This webinar has been recorded for compliance reasons, and during the course of discussion, there may be some forward-looking statements or numbers. These must be seen in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Chitlankia, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Akhilesh.
Thank you. Good morning and a warm welcome to everyone for joining our earnings webinar for first quarter FY25. Founded in 1957, NeuroPly has over the years built a strong brand in the industry and is recognized across the country for its high standard of quality, which has been maintained over the years. NeuroPly recently celebrated the start of its 68th years in operation, and we feel proud to have played a small yet meaningful part in India's growth story for over the last six decades. The company continues to be focused on expanding its reach, both in existing and new markets, with vigor. In the fourth quarter of FY24, the board of directors approved the infusion of rupees 43.9 crores of equity by way of preferential allotment of equity shares and warrants. Of this, rupees 28.9 crores was received right at the end of March against the preferential allotment of equity shares and 25% of the warrants issued. With this infusion, over the last 2 years, the company's balance sheet will be strengthened by over 72 crores of net worth infusion. This will allow us to rapidly scale business with improved margins. On the business front, during quarter one FY25, NeuroPly has reported a revenue of rupees 84.82 crores, an increase of 11.8% from the same period last year, up 0.4% from Q4 FY24. This also marks our all-time highest quarterly revenue. The business reported a profit before tax of rupees 1.26 crores and a profit after tax of rupees 3.32 crores. The increase in PAT was due to change in tax structure, which has reduced the deferred liability of the company, deferred tax liability. On year-on-year basis, our profit before tax declined by 28.17% from 1.75 crores in Q1 FY24 to rupees 1.24 crores. In Q4 FY24, we reported a loss of 2.26 crores before tax. Q1 marked plenty of challenges, especially due to heat waves, labor shortages, and general elections. Despite this, we reported a strong growth in Q1 on a year-on-year basis. This bodes well for the upcoming quarters, and we expect our growth rate to further increase. For the quarter, revenue from in-house manufacturing in Rajkot stood at 49.53 crores, up by 4.6% year-on-year basis and down 6.4% quarter-on-quarter basis. Revenue from outsourcing stood at 35.28 crores, a growth by 23.8% year-on-year and 11.9% quarter-on-quarter. Our COGS compared to previous quarter saw an improvement, ending at 65.9% for the quarter as compared to 66.1% in Q1 FY24 and much better than the 67.8% in Q4 FY24. The improvement in our margins was due to better procurement and stronger product mix this quarter. This is at a time when the industry is facing severe raw material shortages and inflationary pressure. I'm sure with a strengthened balance sheet and over six decades of experience in the industry, we will only further improve. On the EBITDA margin for Q1 FY25, it stood at 4.7% of sales as against 5.8% in Q1 FY24 and against 1.7% against Q4 FY24. The company saw a significant increase in its employee expenses, which stood at 11.2% of sales, as compared to 10% for the entire previous financial year. The company is looking to invest in expanding its team across India to better cater to its demands. This investment, I am sure, will bear fruit in subsequent quarters. Our marketing spend stood moderated at 3.3% of sales, same as that in the previous quarter, same financial year, in the same quarter previous financial year, and down from 6.4% of sales in Q4 FY24. Due to market conditions, this was moderated and is expected to increase in subsequent quarters to keep our growth momentum moving in the right direction. To boost the sales of our premium products, after significant research, we had recently launched Duro Advantage Lifetime Guarantee with 9X safety on select premium products. This was rolled out throughout all markets across fourth quarter FY24, and the response has been extremely positive from the trade. We were expecting strong growth in our premium segment, and this is reflected in double digit, that is an 11.3% growth in the Duro range of products on a year-on-year basis. Our foray into the mid-priced market through Brand Tower saw strong growth of over 18% in the first quarter over the same period last year. We continue to work closely with our channel partners and influencers to further strengthen our reach. Our focus is on better sourcing, deeper and wider channel expansion across India, BTL activities, digital marketing, and always serving our esteemed customers with the highest standards of quality and services. With this intent, I am sure the future of Duroply is bright. I now request Mr. Pawan Verma, our CFO, to take you through some of our numbers.
Thank you, sir, and good morning to everyone. Let me take you through some of the key financials for the last quarter. For the quarter, our COGS stood at 65.9% as compared to 67.8% in the previous quarter. Same quarter last year, our COGS stood at 66.1%. Employee cost stood at 11.2% of sales in Q1 FY25 as compared to 9.9% in Q1 FY24. Whereas in Q4 FY24, it was around 9.7%. Marketing spend has been stood at 3.3% of sales as compared to 3.3% of the sales in Q1 FY24. And it was 6.4% of sales in Q4 FY24. Interest cost as a percentage of sales stood at 2% of our sales as compared to 2.4%. Same quarter last year and 3.2% of sales in Q4 FY24. Our debtor days has stood at 39 days, same as last year. Inventory days, there is a reduction of to 142 days of consumption as compared to 149 days of consumption during the last quarter. Creditor days also decreases to 82 days as compared to 109 days of the consumption. As a result, our cash conversion cycle has increased to 99 days in Q1 FY25 from 79 days in FY24. Thank you.
Thank you, Pawan. Q1 FY25 saw strong growth in spite of challenges on many fronts for us. I'm confident that with a strengthened balance sheet, new growth initiatives, focus on better procurement and serving our esteemed customers better, Duroply is now poised to grow rapidly with improved margins. With that, Naveen, I think let's open the floor for questions.
Thank you, Akhilesh and Pawan. Friends, we now open the floor for the Q&A session. Anyone wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand and we'll take you. Friends, anyone with a question, please raise your hand. We'll unmute you and take your question. Anyone wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand. Just wait for a couple of minutes. Okay. We have a question from Dilip Sava. Dilip, please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Please go ahead.
Yeah, a couple of questions. One is, I think good set of numbers, Akhilesh. Congratulations. I think in a tough environment, you have delivered. My question is regarding, you know, it's more qualitative. Now that we have got the base, I think firmly, you know, below our feet, what would be the, you know, next, like say, pit stop you're looking at? I think most of the metrics in you had talked about in the last annual report, you
right.
are progressing very well. So is this like a gliding path or is there like, you know, you have one more stop where you would like raise some further capital and do some further strengthening of the balance sheet?
Thank you, Mr. Sahu. Our expectation is that there will be a significant gap between this pit stop and the next one. The idea is to scale the business, make it significantly profitable, and then have the business in a position where it can self-sustain its growth. and thereafter take a call after maybe a couple of years or 3, 4 years time period to see whether the business needs to raise a large amount of capital and what its future expansions are. But the focus for the next couple of years for sure is to build on this base, grow rapidly, grab market share, take advantage of the urbanization and people are spending more and more on interiors. So serve them and just make our balance sheet stronger, get the numbers going in the right direction. So that's what our goal for the next couple of years will be.
So you will basically do that through internal accruals. That's what you're saying for some time to come.
Yeah, yes. So internal accruals, working capital debt, our balance sheet is now strengthened. So there is scope of raising some working capital debt in the near future. So, and of course, definitely internal accruals. We have to make the company stronger and have significant amount of internal accruals in the near future.
Very good, very good. So does it mean, I mean, the implied growth will be around 14, 15, like mid-teens kind of numbers?
Mid-teens, mid-teens,
Great.
mid-teens. We're gunning for a little higher than that, but I think it would be safe to say that a mid-teens is a good benchmark to have. And I think with the first quarter the way it's gone, I think we should be achieving that. So yes.
And in terms of product categories, you have got the premium and let's say economy or maybe mid premium. Both you are looking similar potentiality, right? For in near future, I mean 3 to 4 years kind of stuff. You are looking at the growth being similar. You don't expect one at the expense of other anyway, right?
Not really, Mr. Sahu. So the thing is, the premium segment will of course not grow at the same pace as the mid segment brand will. If you see over last year, I think our mid segment grew by 40%, premium was flat. We understood there was a need to do some marketing on the premium side, upgrading the product. As a result, we've seen some strong growth in that segment. But the medium segment has slowed down a little bit. Both have to grow. The mid segment has to grow faster than the premium. For us, the mid segment accounts for less than 15 to 18% of our total revenue. Whereas for other competitors, it occupies nearly 50% of their total revenue. So the growth on the mid segment will have to be disproportionately bigger as we go wider and wanting to cater to a larger audience and build an organization with a much larger top line than what we currently have. But we also expect steady growth in the premium segment as well. But the mid segment will be definitely faster growing than the premium segment. I do not think there will be any cannibalization, or there may be very limited cannibalization, simply because there's a different product and feature offering between Duro, which is the premium brand, and Tower, which is the mid-segment brand.
Sure. And as we go along, I'm sure the accruals will be more than the expenses. So, do you think the ROC will, which is currently I think 9%, if I remember in the presentation,
Yeah.
will it go to like 13, 14, 15% kind of ROC?
I would hope so.
Yeah,
It
in
should.
midterm, right?
Yes, in the midterm.
Yeah, that's great. One last question regarding the working capital. Our inventory days has come down, but our payables have come down dramatically. That's why I think the number has gone up to 99. So does that impact the gross margin? That there's improvement in the gross margin. Where did it come from, the gross margin improvement?
The gross margin improvement came from paying our suppliers better.
Yeah, so that's why the payables have come
And
down dramatically.
yeah, if you see our payables a few years ago, they stood at some, I think, 150, 160 days, 170 days, if my memory serves me right. We got it down to 119, we got it down to 109. Now it's just slightly above 80 days. And we're very focused that, we need to be paying our suppliers on time if we need to drive our product margins in the right direction. And that's what we're very focused on. Our days debtors continue to remain on the lower side of the industry, which is also very good for us. That means we have the right amount, the right type of channel partners. Inventory days have to be moderated better. We're conscious of that and we're working on that. So I think on that front also, there will be improvement, which will be visible in the near future.
Sure. So you use this payables as a tool to increase the this thing, as well as it must be giving a lot of flexibility in terms of how you negotiate with your vendors and the partners. What are the so basically you are exhausting the tools right to get the gross margin, etc. So to go to the industry leading gross margin, whatever the gap is, what are the things we will do to bridge the, it's all boiling down to really to the ROC, right? So what are we going to do additional to go to the industry leading? I'm not talking about the number one guy, but at least the top three, four guys. I mean, we are one of the top three, right? So to reduce the gap, what are the tools you think we have further?
Mr. Sahu, that's a very interesting question. First, our priority this quarter was to build credibility with our suppliers. And I think we've achieved that. We've not fully realized the improvement in our gross profit margins because we also were holding higher cost inventory from the previous financial year, which has been consumed this year. I think more improvement on the gross profit margin should be visible. Having said that, our industry is going through a tremendous shortage of timber. I think if you look at the other players and the results that have come out, gross profit margins are there's a lot of pressure on them, but I think we still have a lot of scope of further improving on that. But a large part of our margin improvement on the overall basis will come from driving volumes faster than what our costs are going to go up by. So the leverage on the overheads. So it's going to be a combination of the two. And I think if we can get into the high teens growth, the mid teens growth, and consistently deliver on that over the next couple of years. I think the margins will start going up, and with scale, we are also going to be able to procure better in addition to payment terms. So it's going to be a virtuous cycle, which hopefully propels us in the right direction.
Great. And one last question, if I may. This has been a tough quarter, I think, for everybody in the industry. It's also a lean quarter, right, for us. So, so how do you see in terms of competitive intensity on the ground level? Is it that it's as bad as it can get, and it can only be better from here? From competitive intensity perspective.
Mr. Sahu, that's a, okay. Let me put it in another way. See, our industry is estimated at 25 to 30,000 crores. Let's just take 30,000 crores as an industry size. The organized sector has a 75%, 25% market share, 75% lies with the unorganized sector. Whatever the competition be, with the income levels going up, I think there's enough space for everyone to grow and grow rapidly in this market environment. And our focus is on working well with our distributors, influencers, and serving them better. And as long as we are focused on that, I think we should be fine. There will always be competition, and competition is healthy. It keeps us on our toes. It keeps everyone on their toes. So it is what it is. There's nothing to change about that. So our focus is just doing better on what we are good at. And I think that should see us through.
Very good, very good. Thank you very much. On a lighter note, Akhilesh, when are you going to have a brand ambassador like Akshay Kumar or Shah Rukh Khan or something like that? When will that time come?
Well, I hope we can grow without having them on board. That would be nicer.
Yeah.
We'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah, good, good.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Thank you.
and congratulations on a very good quarter, Akhilesh.
Thank you, Mr. Sahu.
Thank you, Mr. Sahu. Move on and take the next question from Jojo Shaju. Jojo, please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. First of all, happy to see that we have grown 12% on YoY basis. So congrats on that. So my first question is that you mentioned we have received 26 crores from this preferential allotment. So I just want to check where exactly we have spent this amount. Can you give some details?
Sure. The 20 we received 28.9 crores. This entire amount was raised for working capital, and it's being used to fuel the company's working capital requirement.
Okay, so the entire amount is going to working capital, and for the rest of the money which we are going to receive, are we going to spend again for the working capital spend?
Yes, the purpose of the raising this capital was for working capital, and that's what the planned usage of this capital is.
Okay, sir, got it. And sir, what is our total capacity as of now, in-house capacity?
In-house on an annualized revenue basis is approximately in the range of 290 to 300 crores. Last year, our manufacturing revenue was at about 200, 195. So there is significant scope for us to debottle like that.
But what would be in terms of this million square meter, if you can give that number,
I
if
would not
possible.
like to disclose that at this point of
Okay,
time.
sir, no issue. Okay, and sir, have you done any price hikes in this quarter for any of our segment?
Not in the first quarter. We've taken a price hike for quarter two, which is in the range of 2.5 to 3%.
Okay, have you done it in both our Tower brand and Duro segment?
Across.
Across the
That's a
segment.
weighted average price increase that we're expecting. Yeah.
Okay, got it, sir. And just one last question. What would be our marketing spend target for the entire financial year?
The target would be slightly north of 4%.
4% of the
Yeah.
sales. Okay, sir. Thank you. That's from my side.
Thank you, Jojo. Friends, anyone with a question, please raise your hand and we'll unmute you and take your question. Anyone wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand. Wait for a couple of minutes for some questions to line up. Friends, anyone with a question, please raise your hands. Okay, as there are no further questions, may I hand over the webinar back to Akhilesh for his closing remarks? Akhilesh?
Thank you, Naveen. And thank you, everyone, for joining our Q1 FY25 earnings call. We believe in India's story, and there will be significant demand for home interiors. The strength of our brand gives us confidence that we will grow and play a large part in this growth story. For us, this journey of growth, though we are 68 years old, has truly just begun once again, and there's a long way to go. We look forward to seeing you at the next earnings call. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of SKP Securities, thank you very much, Akhilesh and Pawan, for taking time out to interact with investors. And we look forward to hosting you again in the next quarter. Thank you, ladies and
Thank you.
gentlemen, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.